高三英语高考练习六。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Have you seen the film yet? It's terrible.
Sorry, I can't say yes to your view here.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Two. Jerry, how did your second interview go yesterday?
I think I really impressed them. They gave me a job right on the spot.
Question. What can we learn about the man? Three. Have you got any plan for the summer? I'm going to the Great Wall.
I'm thinking of Guizhou. My friend told me it is naturally air-conditioned. I really want to get away from the heat here.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Four. It's really late now. What about leaving it till tomorrow?
Great. I am too exhausted to keep my eyes open.
Question. How does the man feel?
Five. So what is the assignment for next Monday?
Read the text in Chapter 4 and prepare for the presentation. By the way, we are in the same group.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Six. I'm going to the library to renew some books, and then I'll go to the cafeteria to get some lunch. Would you like to join me?
I'd like to, but I have to go back to my dormitory for my calculator. I'll use it in the afternoon class.
Question. Where is the woman going first? Seven. What are you going to do with your old house? Sell it or rent it?
I'm thinking of turning it into a bookstore, but it seems people are not buying books anymore.
Question. What will the woman do with the house?
Eight. There's always a sea of people everywhere during the national holiday.
That's why I prefer to stay at home rather than be stuck on the highway.
Question. What does the man like to do during the national holiday?
Nine. Did you get a part-time job to support yourself through college?
Well, I was very lucky. I received a four-year academic scholarship that pays for all of my tuition and books.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
Ten. You look really unhappy. What's going on?
I promised Mary I would go to her birthday party, but my parents won't allow me.
Question. Why is the man unhappy?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. So, if you have decided to study abroad, you might be looking for effective ways to prepare your language skills before you depart. Some students attend ESL classes at local schools, while some practice with a conversational partner. Other students buy textbooks online that are cheap and are shipped quickly. However, for those who are in situations where these two options are not available, then studying ESL online might be the next alternative. During the past decade, many websites have sprung up on the internet, providing ESL activities to practice the major language skills, including grammar, reading, and vocabulary. Perhaps the greatest interests among students are websites that focus on listening and speaking skills. In the past, listening to audio online was a very slow process, but with the appearance of high-speed connections, things have changed dramatically. A simple internet search using the term ESL will bring up the most prominent sites out there, but not all sites are the same. You want to look for one that combines good content with a user-friendly interface and style. Finally, no matter which site you end up visiting, you should set some goals for your study that might include the number of vocabulary you want to learn, specific grammar structures you want to review, and even the number of minutes you read aloud from a newspaper in English.
Now, listen again, please.
So, if you have decided to study abroad, you might be looking for effective ways to prepare your language skills before you depart. Some students attend ESL classes at local schools, while some practice with a conversational partner. Other students buy textbooks online that are cheap and are shipped quickly. However, for those who are in situations where these two options are not available, then studying ESL online might be the next alternative. During the past decade, many websites have sprung up on the internet, providing ESL activities to practice the major language skills, including grammar, reading, and vocabulary. Perhaps the greatest interests among students are websites that focus on listening and speaking skills. In the past, listening to audio online was a very slow process, but with the appearance of high-speed connections, things have changed dramatically. A simple internet search using the term ESL will bring up the most prominent sites out there, but not all sites are the same. You want to look for one that combines good content with a user-friendly interface and style. Finally, no matter which site you end up visiting, you should set some goals for your study that might include the number of vocabulary you want to learn, specific grammar structures you want to review, and even the number of minutes you read aloud from a newspaper in English. Questions 11. According to the speaker, what does a student usually do before studying abroad?
Which of the following activities attracts students most?
What is the speaker mainly talking about? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
In America, tipping in restaurants is common. The tip is usually based on the amount of the bill. Around the country, tipping averages 15 to 20% of the bill. There is usually a tax added to the charges. As the cost of the meal goes up, so does the size of the tips. Servers in expensive restaurants usually earn more. That is because the meals in such restaurants cost more. In most restaurants, servers earn much more than the people who prepare the food. There is a problem with tipping. It is the idea that someone would only be nice to you if they expect a generous tip. A debate about tipping is starting in the US. The man who started the debate is Danny Mayer. He owns a number of restaurants in New York City. Mayer said, "Tipping is a drug, and we need to break the habit." He says tipping forces diners to end every meal with a math test. Foreign tourists might not even know the custom and might leave no tip at all. Mayer sees restaurants as complex worlds. He says restaurants are like a public square. They are family for the people who work there and dine there. On the business side, minimum wages are going up around the country. Restaurants have to raise prices. The whole business of tips is not easy to figure out. Are tips income to the business or the server? Who pays the taxes on them? Why do servers and not cooks get the benefit? Mayer solves a lot of these problems by adding a service fee to the bill. His idea has not spread very far. Old habits are hard to break.
Now, listen again, please.
In America, tipping in restaurants is common. The tip is usually based on the amount of the bill. Around the country, tipping averages 15 to 20% of the bill. There is usually a tax added to the charges. As the cost of the meal goes up, so does the size of the tips. Servers in expensive restaurants usually earn more. That is because the meals in such restaurants cost more. In most restaurants, servers earn much more than the people who prepare the food. There is a problem with tipping. It is the idea that someone would only be nice to you if they expect a generous tip. A debate about tipping is starting in the US. The man who started the debate is Danny Mayer. He owns a number of restaurants in New York City. Mayer said, "Tipping is a drug, and we need to break the habit." He says tipping forces diners to end every meal with a math test. Foreign tourists might not even know the custom and might leave no tip at all. Mayer sees restaurants as complex worlds. He says restaurants are like a public square. They are family for the people who work there and dine there. On the business side, minimum wages are going up around the country. Restaurants have to raise prices. The whole business of tips is not easy to figure out. Are tips income to the business or the server? Who pays the taxes on them? Why do servers and not cooks get the benefit? Mayer solves a lot of these problems by adding a service fee to the bill. His idea has not spread very far. Old habits are hard to break.
Questions. 14. How do people usually tip in America according to the speaker?
Which of the following is a problem with tipping according to Mayer?
What does Mayer do to solve the problem of tipping? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Eva. Did you watch the Wendell family last night? They're really in the middle of a crisis.
Isn't that a new reality TV show, Kim? Why are you wasting time watching stuff like that?
It's not wasting time. I'm amusing myself. It's fun to watch real people in real situations and think about what I would do.
You don't need to wonder what I'd do. I'd never get myself into half of those situations. Sure, there's tension and drama, but how is it entertaining to watch people behaving badly?
Not everyone behaves badly. Some of the stories are very touching, and I love how ordinary people can become famous. Millions watch them and talk about them to their friends and colleagues.
Popularity should not be the only reason to put something on TV. Would you want to become famous by doing bad or stupid things?
Not all of the shows are like that. Some of them are actually educational.
Really?
Sure. One of the shows travels to a different location each week, so you learn about geography and culture.
Okay, maybe that one is worthwhile, but most of them are just a form of gossip entertainment.
Not really. They teach you about human nature. Reality TV just reflects the challenges people face in real life.
I'm not so sure. It's still TV, after all, and I think much of what we see is not real.
Whatever. The shows are still harmless fun and so entertaining.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Eva. Did you watch The Wendell Family last night? They're really in the middle of a crisis.
Isn't that a new reality TV show, Kim? Why are you wasting time watching stuff like that?
It's not wasting time. I'm amusing myself. It's fun to watch real people in real situations and think about what I would do.
You don't need to wonder what I'd do. I'd never get myself into half of those situations. Sure, there's tension and drama, but how is it entertaining to watch people behaving badly?
Not everyone behaves badly. Some of the stories are very touching. And I love how ordinary people can become famous. Millions watch them and talk about them to their friends and colleagues.
Popularity should not be the only reason to put something on TV. Would you want to become famous by doing bad or stupid things?
Not all of the shows are like that. Some of them are actually educational.
Really?
Sure. One of the shows travels to a different location each week, so you learn about geography and culture.
Okay, maybe that one is worthwhile, but most of them are just a form of gossip entertainment.
Not really. They teach you about human nature. Reality TV just reflects the challenges people face in real life.
I'm not so sure. It's still TV, after all, and I think much of what we see is not real.
Whatever. The shows are still harmless fun and so entertaining. Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Who are the main characters in reality TV shows according to Kim?
Why does Eva think it is a waste of time watching reality TV shows?
20. What does Kim think of reality TV shows?